Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Sam and Greg's 8 a.m. message on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, everybody. This is Dave Archer, Atlanta Falcon Radio Network. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You know, I got me thinking all the lessons I've learned down through the years. Football has taught me a lot of those lessons. And one of those lessons was, are you taking mental reps? And I got to thinking about that. And it's something that I've shared with my children through the years. And I'm sure that a number of fathers have. But you think, what the hell is a mental rep? Well, if you go back to football days, if you're standing in line running routes, or you're running an out route or running an in route, there were coaching points made throughout those moments. Like, way to come off the ball. Good job at the top of the route. We need to be a little bit more square at the top of the route. You know, get your head around to the quarterback. Those are all things that were said from a coaching point standpoint throughout those drills. Now, at some point, the drill is going to end, and you might be standing in line, and you didn't get your opportunity. You didn't get the physical rep to actually be able to run the route. But throughout that, there were coaching points being made. Those are what mental reps are. Were you listening? Were you paying attention? And that transfers to life as well. And I've certainly applied it to my life. I've applied it to my children's lives. As there's people out there doing things all the time, positive, negative, whatever. And there's coaching points throughout that are being made. Are you taking advantage of the mental reps that other people are taking for you? That's my message for today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. The man does it live, Sam. One take, and knocks it. Takes him right down the field and puts it in the house. David Archer, voice of our Atlanta Falcons, man. We want to thank you for that one, David. Happy Father's Day.
Was that a two-minute drill?
Happy Father's Day to you guys, too. Good to be on with you guys. Always fun to talk to y'all.
Go ahead, Sam. Say that again.
Arch, was that the two-minute drill you just ran for us?
Well, I was just trying to, you know, I had to get a couple completions.
Arch, was that the two-minute drill you just?
I was trying to get some completions there, Sammy. So, you know, I hope we moved the chains a couple times, got ourselves a scoring position.
Again, David Archer joining Sam and Greg here on this Father's Day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Delivering our message. Before we get to you and your kids, what are some of the things that you think back that you got from your dad that you didn't get when he was trying to instill them in you, but it took those years later for you to understand what he was doing?
No, I was hard-headed. There's no question, Greg. I was pretty hard-headed. So a lot of times, you know, your dad is trying to steer you through some of the potholes that he potentially stepped in or drove through. And so he's trying to give you a little bit of a roadmap to avoid some of those. Inevitably, you're always going to have fall in your own hole from time to time. I wasn't very good at listening to that, so I had to go through the same potholes he did. I do hear his voice ring in my ears, though, Greg. You know, things about how you treat people. You know, those type of things always rang in my ears. He was very respectful to others, and that was something that was transferred down to me. But I can still hear him in my ear, Greg, as I was about ready to leave the house to go to baseball practice. Make sure you warm your arm up. I don't know why that always changed, and it always transferred to whatever else I did, whether it was preparing for a Falcon game, whether it was getting ready to talk to a group of people. What he was saying is prepare. Make sure you do your due diligence. Do what you need to do to get yourself ready to go. That was what make sure you warm your arm up meant to me, and it's translated throughout the years.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on Father's Day with Dave Archer of Falcons Radio Network. Archer, I'm going to ask you something. We heard from Ernie Johnson Jr. earlier talking about the time, because there's so many things we get into our workaday world, and you know, that you know, takes a priority, but you also want to spend that time, especially being a dad. Talk about the challenges of that, being a professional athlete and balancing those things, because you still want to be dad, but you also know what your job is.
Yeah, therefore, inevitably, Sam, there's going to be some regrets because we are, for the most part, and there's a lot of ladies working out there as well that are helping provide for their families. But for me, I've been the main provider for the wherewithal for my family, and so there are going to be moments where you miss time. Whether I'm gone on a weekend calling a college football game, I think, hey, that's great, you're calling college football. Well, those are Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays that I didn't get a chance to be home with my kids when they were playing in soccer games or being. So when you are home, got to be fully invested. And that's something I really made a commitment. I heard a guy tell me one time when I was about to become a young father, you know, he said, make sure you take everything in, changing the diapers, whatever it is, make sure you take it all in, because you'll regret it if you don't, because pretty soon an 18-year-old is going to be tapping you on the shoulder asking for the keys to the car. I think I did a pretty good job of that. I really took in everything I could, but there's always regrets because you're not there for everything. And that balance has to be, hey, I'm providing for my family, and I'm going to miss some things.
On this Father's Day, David Archer joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As the man says, may you live in interesting times. And it's been an interesting offseason for our Atlanta Falcons. From the draft picks and talking about Kyle Pitts and his contribution and what we hope it will be to this offense, to a new coaching regime, and, of course, the movement of an all-time great with Julio leaving town. To the fan base of this team, what should they either focus on or believe is going to be a priority for this team as we head into this upcoming season, David?
I think physicality, Greg, along the offensive front is what I'm hoping and really counting on, is that we're going to change how we approach people from a physicality standpoint. I think we've been a very soft and passive team up front, not to say anything disparaging to those big fellows that are up front, but it's just the way we've approached it. We've been a team that wants to drop and throw. So, you know, as an offensive lineman, you're not coming off and striking anybody. You're retreating. You're trying to buy time. You're in a backpedal scenario. I think you're going to see with Arthur Smith and his approach that they're going to come off and shorten people's necks, or at least try to. And that means coming off the ball and getting after people physically. There's a number of things that brings to the table. Obviously, it presents doubt in the defense's mind as to what you're going to do to them. Are you going to throw it? You're going to run it? Can you do it with some success? It brings the play action into it. And it also, in the fourth quarter, when Atlanta has really struggled the most, it puts you in a position where you've reduced the other team physically to where they might not have as much in the stinger when it comes to closing games out, and you might be that team that can close stuff out. That's what I'm looking for, Greg.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline, talking with Dave Archer from Falcons Radio Network. And Arch, of course, the play action, and to me, the key for this offense is the running game. Mike Davis looks like he's going to be the guy that's going to get the share of the titles. You played along with some great running backs during your time with the Falcons. Talk about how important it is to reestablish the running game for this team.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the physicality. I mean, coming off the ball and establishing yourself, there's no question that it changes the dynamic defensively, because I can't pin my ears back and go after the quarterback. Every time Matt Ryan takes the snap, I can't think that he's dropping and throwing to Calvin Ridley or Kyle Pitts. I got to think about, okay, they're coming off the ball, I better play my technique. It slows pass rush down. It makes you read and react a little bit more defensively, as opposed to just kind of using your athletic ability. Those are the kind of things that come to the table. I had great backs, Gerald Riggs, William Andrews, Lynn Kane. I had some big-time backs that I played with. We've got some good backs here. Now, are they name-brand guys? No, but they're looking for that opportunity. And go back and look at the games that Mike Davis played against Atlanta a year ago. Very physical, got after you. I think you're going to see that from him. Get ready for Quadre Olison now. He has not had an opportunity to show what he can do. This is a guy that I did about 7 or 8 of his games in college at Pitt. This is a guy that has outstanding vision. He runs well between the tackles. He has enough burst to get to the edge. But this is a guy that can get small or can run through you when he needs to. So I think there's enough in the running back room. They're going to get some good play out of those guys. But obviously it's about the big guys up front, about the perimeter blockers providing opportunities. And that means coming off the ball and establishing a mentality that we're going to get after you for 60 minutes.
David Archer joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Forgive us if you're sick of talking about this, but this is our first opportunity to get your opinion on it. A lot of talk before it happened, but now that it has happened, your thoughts on Julio now being gone and the production we hope to see from Ridley and Gage moving forward.
Yeah, I hated to, you know, you hate to see it, Greg. I called every game of Julio's career here in Atlanta. It was what a tremendous run he had. You know, certainly a stretch of time there where he was the best receiver in the game. Injuries derailed him a little bit last year, still productive when he had a chance to play. But it's a changing of the guard. We saw it happen with Roddy White. We've seen it down through the ages of really good receivers here in Atlanta where the next guy had to step in and gets Calvin Ridley's time now. He's a guy that is much more prolific at getting the ball in the end zone than Julio Jones was or was early in his career. That's something that Julio or that Calvin brings to the table that Julio didn't have. So I look for that. But I do think that there is some maybe a breath. You can take a breath and relax now. It's over with. This is a conversation that went on for a long time. Uh-huh. I think if you make a statement that you don't necessarily want to be here or you're out of here, then that's something that needs to happen. And unfortunately, Julio said that. I don't think he was trying to be disrespectful to Mr. Blank, everything Mr. Blank had provided for him and given him, the opportunity he'd given him, and certainly what Julio had given the team. But it's time to move on. And Julio looked to go someplace else. I think there's a number of people in that wide receiver room that are looking forward to their opportunity.
Spending time on the WadeFord.com hotline with Dave Archer. He is social. He is at ArcherQB16. At ArcherQB16. Arch, talk about something else as far as dealing with this team. Because of the virus last year, you and Wes couldn't go anywhere near the guys or have the kind of relationship you normally have. That helps you tell your story on Sunday afternoon, the time you get to spend in practice, in the locker room, on the bus, on the plane, just general self-contact. How much are you looking forward to the possibility of reestablishing some of that this coming fall? I mean, we don't know for sure just how much it will be allowed, but to reestablishing that and helping you to tell their story.
Yeah, no question, Sam. It's a great point. Now you have a chance to be around the guys a good bit as well, you and Greg. And that's just part of this job that gives you that intimacy. And that's really what the fan is looking for. I mean, anybody can sit there and talk about, you know, what Julio brings to the table, what Calvin Ridley brings to the table, what Kyle Pitts brings to the table. But it's the relationships you develop with these guys. And it's something I've been fortunate. I've been doing the games for I've been blessed to be doing for the games. And the Falcons have been thankful. 92.9 The Game has been very kind, allow me to continue to do the games. I hope I do them some justice. But being around the players, it keeps you close to the game, keeps you from the intricacy standpoint. I can't tell how many times there's been small talk when we're standing in a line at an airport, you know, going through our checklist to get on the plane, and I'm standing there next to the offensive coordinator, or I'm standing there next to Matt Ryan or whoever, thinking Deion Jones, and we're just chatting it up about something simple that might have happened in the game and just some little pearl that they may drop there that I can give and I can relate to the team or relate to the fan or relate to the fan, that they can get something a little bit more out of the broadcast. So hopefully we bring some of that. Hopefully we'll get a chance to get back to that, Sam, but it's a great point. But hopefully we did a decent job last year as well.
Yeah, you did. Man, we got to cut it short because I wanted to get your thoughts on what's going on up there in Green Bay. I mean, could you imagine coming out of Iowa State, you as a rookie back in the day, and you're looking forward to playing with Aaron Rodgers, and you got one season there, next thing you know, you got all this crazy upheaval going on. And so next time you got to come back, we got to talk about some of the other stories surrounding the league. I've been given the high sign because, listen, I could talk to him about this for a while, especially as a Bears fan. I want that guy out of here. just real quick, does he play this year or not for Green Bay? Your thoughts.
What is he, 38, 39 years old? He's got to play. There's not any time left, right? He's got to get on the field. They'll work it out. He'll play.
Okay. David Archer, man, listen, we can't thank you enough on this Father's Day for coming. First of all, for delivering the message, but also getting up and being a part of the show, man.
Pleasure to be with you guys. You guys do a great job.
Thanks, Arch.
All right, David Archer again, joining Sam and Greg. Two messages this morning. You know it's a special day, Father's Day. You know, we got to reach out to the pops. I also couldn't remember if he had kids when he was in the league or did he start his family post-career? Because that's always something to talk about with these athletes.
I think he did. They were real young.
We got to switch gears, and we're going to talk. We got to talk NBA because it's been a minute since we've done it. It's a Game 7 tonight, and the man who will be all over, Terrell Thomas. He's joining us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, also the Odyssey app. Was the son of a preacher man, the only boy who could ever teach me. Was the son of a preacher man, yes he was, he was, yes he was. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also take us with you on the Odyssey app. Happy, 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 happy Father's Day to everyone out there, especially you pops out there in College Park. Shout out to College Park.
Ooh, College Park.
Chuck D's hometown.
At the end of the runway there.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, a whole lot of people's hometown down there. A whole lot of folks down there. Shout out to folks down on Main Street, College Park. A lot of cool places to go and eat. We go down there. We got to ride down there sometime. You know, Neo, the singer Neo, got a chicken and waffles joint down there.
I didn't know that.
Down on Main Street, College Park. So, you know, we ride down there some. Yeah.
But what I did know is at some point.
Ride down there sometime. Good folks down there.
I knew at some point after I mentioned College Park, you'd give me a nugget like that. That Neo had a chicken and waffles place. You know, I knew you'd give me something, which is the whole reason for doing this whole thing. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Can't thank David Archer enough for coming on and delivering our Father's Day message number two this morning. If you didn't hear earlier on, we got, you know, just let you know, if you go to our website, 92.9thegame.com, and then you search for the Sam and Greg page and the moments from this show, you got to hear what Ernie Johnson did for us. Ernie Johnson Jr. did for us at 8 o'clock straight up, and he delivered a message. Not to diminish David's, but, you know, well, actually both of them, David at 9 o'clock and Ernie at 8 o'clock. Hear them both. David's more motivational and weaving in his football experiences to the message and the messages you get from sports overall. And Ernie doing something that I'm hoping that we hear that again tonight at prime time. If you're not listening to the game here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Hawks Sixers game, and you are watching Inside the NBA with Ernie, Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq, they got to play that during that. They got it. Don't you think, Sam?
It will be fitting, but you know, each of them probably have their own Father's Day messages they would like to, you know, like to read. All four of those guys.
Yeah, well, they didn't do it on morning radio.
So
they didn't do it on morning radio. They didn't do it on our show.
No.
So it don't count. They didn't do it here. It don't count. Listen, speaking of the game tonight, or anytime we've been talking NBA playoffs, we reach out to this guy, and we can't thank him enough for being a part of the show. Terrell Thomas joining us, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Should we say Happy Father's Day to you? I don't have that piece of information.
I have two little ones. Happy Father's Day to you, gentlemen, as well.
Man, happy Father's Day, Terrell. All right, man, it's Game 7 is what we've been waiting for. I mean, are we going to be ready? Are we healthy and ready to go? My concern is Bogdan Bogdanovich. I mean, and I'm seeing his status is questionable, and that's the one thing I wish, that he was healthy enough to go out and contribute the way he normally would.
Yeah, that's gonna be a underlining mystery tonight, you know, the injury that Bogey suffered on Friday night during Game 6. With the Hawks now having the chance to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals on the road in Philadelphia in a hostile situation. They'll kind of need all hands on deck. And that questionable status will be a key piece to tonight's game.
You know, let's take a second here. Before we start getting deep into the analyzation of what's going to happen or what may or may not happen, let's take a step back for a second. When this season started, Mr. Crenshaw's hope was that they make the playoffs. I don't know what yours is or was, Terrell, when the season started. But as we sit here right now on June 20th and look at where they are, how would you capsulize how they got here?
I would say it's a little bit of luck. You need luck sometime in the NBA. I would say it was definitely a lot of hard work. I believe the gentleman, even under Coach Pierce's regime, because I think he's been getting kind of a bad shell in this whole ordeal. I think the guys were fighting hard. They were looking to learn. They were looking to improve and looking to be better. And I think, you know, Coach McMillan just kind of took them over the top. I think last year the guys pretty much had high hopes and were hoping to hopefully make it into the postseason. Then, unfortunately, we had the Giants suspension. We had the NBA's overall suspension and the Hawks not being able to continue into the bubble. I feel like that kind of fueled them for some success this season. Of course, with the new pieces, as was mentioned earlier, with Travis bringing over Bogey and bringing over Cat like Gallo and adding those guys had to learn to play together as well. But I think overall, personally, I was predicting at the beginning of the season on the show that the Hawks would be the sixth or the seventh seed, and they pretty much tried to laugh me off air. And I just see it. If you look at the pieces on which are put together, this team has a chance for success. And as the season was starting off and they weren't looking good, people were kind of reminding me, look at that 6-7 seed. So for the Hawks to be where they are right now, I am so pleased with this team. But of course, the work is not done, and we'll see if they have an opportunity to advance and move even further after tonight's matchup.
And Terrell, I'm just a little surprised, not totally surprised, but just a little surprised that you didn't bring up the special nugget that's a part of this ascension of this team, and that is we are watching the ascent of a great player to a superstar level. And this coming out party of Trae Young this year has got to be significant in what this team has done overall. All the other stuff you said is absolutely true. But not everybody has a coming-out party of a superstar on their team. They got superstars, but this one has been special because some of the other teams didn't expect it, and a whole lot of fans didn't expect to see the game we've seen out of Trae, not only in the series in New York, but right now too.
Well, I am glad that you mentioned that. But one thing for me that's been just kind of odd, I'll say, as we've been watching our Hawks have success throughout these playoffs has just been the national perception, because I feel like we've seen this version of Trae Young every night. You know, I feel like although he's been growing in his few years in the NBA, every night that we've had the chance to see this young man at State Farm Arena, he puts on a show. We've seen plenty of games and plenty of nights where it seems like the Hawks are in the hole, and then as fans are exiting the building, there's celebrations and high fives. I think that from a national standpoint, I think a lot of guys, unfortunately, just were ignorant on how talented this young brother was. And now, being as though he's faced two, you know, pretty much marquee teams in the NBA, I'll say, with the Knicks and the Sixers, huge fan bases, huge media turnouts and things, folks are really beginning to see, like, as you mentioned,
it's
no joke.
But you know what, Terrell and Sam, I know you're going to jump in here in a second, though, but doing it the way we have seen it and doing it on this stage are two different things. We saw a certain type of Julius Randle throughout the season. That dude didn't show up in the playoffs. But seeing Trae Young here locally and everything that you said, right, for him to then do it at that next level is what's brought him to that superstar status. Because, again, we saw a guy in New York who was talked in the MVP category and all that other stuff who didn't show up when the playoffs hit.
Very true, very true, very true.
Mr. Crenshaw, I know, I'm sorry I mean to step on you. Go ahead, man. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I don't know if we have Sam. I think we lost him again, Terrell. Hopefully he will come.
Okay.
We got you there, Sam?
No, I'm there.
All right. Got
me now?
Yes, we do. Go ahead.
Okay. Hope so. All right. We talk about our guys and who's pivotal. Who's more pivotal for this game for 76ers? Is it Embiid or is it Ben Simmons? I mean, who to me, I still got an enigma over what exactly he is.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think without question is Ben Simmons. I know we've all heard the scrutiny that the cat's been under the last few games. But in a situation like this, pretty similar to what Greg just said about Julius Randle, you know, in the postseason, you expect your stars to be stars. And Ben Simmons has been an all-star. He's been somebody over the past few years who's been campaigning and championing to be the defensive player of the year. So you expect a whole lot more from him in situations like this. And Trae Young is just – Trae Young's averaging 30 points in this series against the 76ers, so all the defensive player stuff that Ben Simmons has been talking, you know, we have no evidence for that. And then on the defensive end, he's just pretty much been a liability every night. You know, Joel Embiid and the Hawks have had a little feuding here and there this series, but I still tip my hat to the guy, because from what we know, as far as his health status, he's out there on one knee, and he's pretty much been giving it all he has. If I was in the locker room, if I was him in the locker room, it's like, come on, Ben, you have to give me more. So I think it has to be Ben Simmons this evening.
Watch for that spending time on the wait4.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at Eldorado2452, Eldorado2452. Who is the second person that comes along with Trey tonight? I mean, it seemed like you were waiting for somebody to come along with him Friday night, and it just, you know, it wouldn't happen. Will it be John Collins? A lot of people feel like John Collins needs to do it, and they're thinking about the money. But also, you know, if it's not Bogdan Bogdanovic, Lou Williams, Kevin Herter, who is that other person that needs to step up and come along with him?
Well, a name you just said, if Bogey's on the court, I would believe it's Bogey. I really... The gentleman, something people don't know about Bogey before Kobe's passing was Kobe was a gentleman that was in Bogey's ear. Bogey kind of has that Mamba mentality. He doesn't freeze up in the moment. He wants the moment. He wants to shine under the bright lights, which is unfortunately he may be injured. So I'm honestly, man, I'm going to go with Gallo, because Gallo doesn't, in these playoffs, so for some reason, in the moments when it's been needed most, Gallo has gotten a clutch three-pointer, or he's been able to find his shot against a smaller defender. And the paint. So I think it's going to have to be Gallinari. He's another gentleman that kind of has some playoff experience, and he can score and get his own shot on the court. So I think it's going to be Gallo. I think we'll be looking for a big night off the bench from Gallo.
Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. He is a father. Just really quickly here, man. What is one of your proudest moments? You got a couple kids. I don't know their ages. It's the first time you've mentioned this on the air. But as a pops, what are some of the shiny moments that you've had so far with your kids?
Oh man, so many. But my kids. My daughter's 10, and my son is 4. And just watching my daughter try to excel and grow in the sports world. She's played basketball. She played softball, and that was a big challenge. And just watching her grow in that has been great. And then for my son, like I said, he's 4 years old, man. But he can sit here on the phone with us and have a conversation about what's going on in sports. And he'll let me know sometimes, hey, Dad, you know, the Hawks are playing the Knicks, or they're playing the Sixers. And that just, you have no idea what that does to me. It's like, his little voice and his little words, but he knows what's going on.
And I'm sure
so that does make me proud.
I'm sure he would ask about some new shoes, too. But again, I was kind of touched on it. Have you seen, what is that mannerism? What is that phrase? What is that something that out of your son, because it's a boy thing, that he's done that makes you just kind of laugh inside hard, or just turn your head and go, oh, man, I gave him that.
whenever I tell him or I give him permission to do something he asks, whether it's play a snack, or he loves to run around the house just practicing dribbling, saying he's Trey Young and things. So if I tell him he can get his basketball or he can get a Paw Patrol snack, he'll kind of like put his fist in the air and say, yes, and that just tickles my soul a little bit just watching it, because it never fails. He does it all the time. I don't even think he realizes he's doing it at this point. So that always makes me smile and makes me chuckle a little bit.
Fantastic, fantastic. Terrell, we're talking with you about the Hawks. They win this game tonight. They will face the Milwaukee Bucks. How exhausting and draining was it to watch that game last night? Can you imagine out there participating in it? It was draining just to watch.
Yeah, that was a lot. And I know as media members, they say, oh, you're not supposed to cheer. You're not supposed to. I did want to see the Brooklyn Nets advance. I wanted to see how far they could actually go. You know, with the project and the mission they began at the beginning of the season. So I was, first and foremost, I was very impressed and shocked that the Bucks got it done, that Coach Bud found a way to get over the hump. But it was a very entertaining game. I was up following the game, just kind of like, woo! You know, as you mentioned, the emotions were just all over the place, from Kevin Durant's big shot at the end of regulation, you know, to the shot at the end of the game in overtime, where you could just pretty much tell he was fatigued and didn't have anything left to give. to see Giannis celebrate, you know, knowing the things in which he's overcome to trying to advance his game. It was definitely one of those games that left you scratching your head and left you full of emotion. But as you mentioned, if our Hawks can get past the Sixers tonight, talk about a matchup, as you have Coach Bud, a gentleman who used to be here in Atlanta. The last time we pretty much saw this level of basketball success was under his regime, going up against these new-look Hawks. Talk about stories all around the board. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Listen, man, and I don't even really know what to think about what's going on out west between the Clippers and the Suns. We'll talk about that next week. We're going to get you back on here throughout these playoffs. But Terrell Thomas, listen, as always, we thank you for joining us. Happy Father's Day, and I'm sure that the kids will do something to make you smile.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Thank you, gentlemen. Gentlemen, if I could 2 seconds, my wife's birthday is on Wednesday the 23rd. I just want to say happy birthday to her. Thank you, gentlemen, for all you do.
Absolutely.
Let's see what our Hawks do tonight.
Absolutely. And she's turning, what, 22, right?
Yes, yeah, so this will be her 22nd birthday.
Yeah, 22. Yes, that's right. That's the number. That's the number.
Yeah,
that's
you
the
stay
number.
On that.
Stick with it. Stick
all
with
right.
it.
All right. Terrell Thomas joining us here. Man, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Happy Father's Day, too.
Thank you, gentlemen. Happy Father's Day, gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah. Sam, we ain't, it's not your average idiot you're dealing with here. I know what number to hang on there. Wife's always 24, 23, something like that. We got some matchups coming up today, and we're going to wrap the show talking about them. But remember, tonight, there's a Game 7. Hawks and Sixers, and you can hear that game right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. You can also listen to it. You take us with us on the Odyssey app.
Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice.
Now more of Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, this is Ernie Johnson with Inside the NBA. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Look, on this day, I can't help but think about my late father, Ernie Johnson Sr., who taught me everything about being a man and a husband and a father and a professional. And I think if there's one thing I've learned over nearly 40 years of being a dad, it's this. Kids have superpowers. They see and hear everything. They see how you react when you're stuck in traffic or you've had a tough day at the office. They watch your every move at home, how you treat everybody in the family, how you treat neighbors, everything. So look, this isn't an easy job, and we all make mistakes. But here's to being intentional about making time for those that you love the most, even when that time is short, even when you're caught between demands of work and the demands of being a dad. It's not an easy job. But I wish you the best. And I would say this. Hey, this day is about us, guys. So let's enjoy it. And then let's get back to work being the best dads we can. See ya.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app, Sam and Greg. That was from earlier in the show, and well worthy of playing it again, as we could with David Archer's. We had two messages on this Father's Day. David did his live top of the 9 o'clock hour. Ernie recorded that and sent that to us. It ain't like he got nothing on his plate, right, Sam? You know, he's kind of busy these days.
He's got a full plate.
And yet he is. Decided to record
but,
that for
just
us.
Just the timing with him, always.
So we wanted to thank. They should play that tonight, too. They should play it. If you're not listening to the game on Sports Radio 92.9thegame.com, you should. If you're watching those guys on TNT, you should be. They should play that. Because, I mean, the message on this Father's Day, the messenger, beyond reproach. And again, as you mentioned earlier, and most people here that listen to us know Ernie's backstory. The rest of the nation may not. Some have over the last couple years because of different features and those guys going into the Hall of Fame. They talked about it, but we know Ernie from back when, right? And to watch what he has
we
done,
do.
Not only in his career, but as he's built his family, I mean, please. So he's just one of those people, you know, words can't describe what he has done as a man and as a husband and as a father. And so we can't thank him enough for being a part of today's show. Any other words to add, Mr. Crenshaw?
Awesome. Simply awesome. Simply awesome. No, I mean, I go all the way back with Ernie to his days of working at WSB TV before Turner, before Inside the NBA. I've known him for many, many years, and then knew his dad as well, Ernie Sr., a longtime broadcaster. For hear him talk about what his dad taught him through the example. And he talked about how kids watch and how they pick up. And it's true. It's true. They are sponges, man. Even when you don't think they listen, there's certain things that they're pulling in, and you'll be surprised when it comes back out, the things that they were watching and noticing that you do. And I'm sure dads around the area all nodding their head. You know, they've seen this happen. So, but it's great, like you said, to hear the message come from him, considering his walk and the part that we've been able to see, like the rest of the country has seen more in the last few years, but we've watched it all alone. I mean, I've seen him in high school gyms with his family for high school basketball games. I've seen him in places around the area, so I know exactly, you know, what he talks about and where it comes from when he talks about fatherhood. So we appreciate him.
Well, you know,
and Dave Archer, both of them, sharing with us this morning.
I can say that, you know, me and Ernie, we swam in the same pond there a little bit there, because you know what you see in him is part of that Midwestern upbringing. We grew up about 90 minutes from each other. People forget Ernie came up through Milwaukee. You know, that's where he grew up. And like,
right.
I said, just 90
right.
minutes, 90 minutes from Chicago. Spent many times up there at the Pfister Hotel and got in a, cut some corners in Milwaukee, which was a fun city, actually. But he reeks of that Midwestern just sort of decency. I'm not saying I'm that, but he definitely got it. And so anyway, I want to thank him for that. He's going to be a part of the game tonight, a game seven. And you can hear that game right here again on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As a matter of fact, a quick rundown of what you got right here. So when we exit stage left here in just a few minutes, I want to remind you that coming up later on, you got Atlanta United. You're going to hear that game here versus the Philly Union. That starts, everything gets going at 1:30. Then between Atlanta United's game and the Hawks, you got Nick Cale. He's going to come on, probably talking about both, recapping Atlanta United, previewing Hawks. And then, of course, Hawks coverage starts at 7:30. Game 7, Hawks and the Sixers. You feel good about the Hawks' chances, man, tonight?
Mike Conti just all over the place this afternoon and evening. He's just all over the place. And I saw Mike Friday night at the game. Of course, he's on the call there with Steve Holman for the Hawks Radio Network here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And he said, yeah, man, Sunday, I got to do both. Yeah, you do. You know, well, thankfully, they're both right across the street from each other. You don't have to go across town to get to the other location. So yeah, I think the Hawks can take this one. I like what Terrell Thomas said and Danilo Gallinari. He's one of those type guys who has some postseason experience, and he's one of those guys that can get a little bit of a take the type of position. Like, if nobody else is going to do it,
he'll do it.
Really, you know, we didn't get enough of that Friday night. Yeah, and so that's he's that type of character on court, and we're going to need some of that tonight. So let's watch for him.
Okay. Think they're going to get this Braves game in, any of them? We haven't got any official word yet, have we?
We got sun out. We got sun out where I am.
Okay.
I think the worst of it is probably.
All right, Sammy Gregg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. You keep popping in and out, man. You got to quit moving. Every time you move your head, we lose you.
I'm standing still. I'm looking straight at the microphone.
Okay, well, for you got them gremlins in your electronics.
The internet is different from Lost Mountain to over there to the cab, all right?
Yeah, just a little bit, but that's all right, man. You keep popping in, and the best part about it is that it's funny the first time for me, but then afterwards it's kind of aggravating, because I start thinking about what we all go through when you're on the phone talking to somebody, and then either you just get disconnected or they've hung up on you, and yet you're still sitting there talking like a moron?
You know, you guys come back in the studio anytime you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll be right there. But anyway, that's
what I thought.
That's just what I'm talking about. That's Ken Roundtree, also our producer, who's also celebrating Father's Day today. But, yeah, okay, so we got Braves going on, doubleheader. Again, we haven't talked much Atlanta United. I don't know what to expect from these guys or what to do. It's just kind of a wait and see. But I'm going to be honest with you. I you know, it's NBA playoff time. I'm sorry. And these Braves are – I'm waiting for this next winning streak. So I hope they do well. I know that they had another person lost. Another player lost. So I only got so much, what's the old phrase? I only got so much RAM in my head and some of the stuff I got to throw to the side. But I'm going to be back around on them. Do we have time to run through some of the stuff that has happened during the show that we want to remind some of the people of before we get on out of here, Ken? Okay. Now we've lost Ken.
What? I'm sorry. I
just wanted to wait. I got a minute or so here. Yeah. I want to make sure I remind people. Okay, well, earlier in the show we had Deputy Chief Brandon Newsom on. Paulding County Fire Department. Want to let you know that they have got a big job fair going on this Thursday, the 24th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Those of you looking for jobs, you might want to consider going out there because they need to fill folks in the Sheriff's Department, Detention Center, the Marshals Department, Animal Control. You be that dude that goes out there or a person that goes out there and gets the bear out of somebody's backyard. Or whatever. Fire and rescue, also E911, emergency 911. This is going to take place again on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 240 Constitution Boulevard in Dallas, Georgia, at the administration building. So make sure to mention that again. Want to thank again, you just heard it, the Ernie Johnson Jr. message. But we also heard from A.J. Terrell's father, Audell Terrell, joins us this morning on this Father's Day. Joe Patrick bringing us up on what's going on with the Braves. David Archer, of course, his contribution, his message, but also talking Falcons and Terrell Thomas. Mr. Crenshaw, I say to you, happy Father's Day, sir.
Happy Father's Day to you and happy Father's Day to your dad. My goodness, you get to spend Father's Day with your dad, man.
Go watch a little you know U.S. Open.
Special. That is so very special. Ken Roundtree, happy Father's Day to you as well.
Thank you.
For everybody else, enjoy the rest of your Father's Day and your day here again. We got sports action coming up. Atlanta United versus Philly, and of course tonight, Game 7, Hawks and 76ers. All of that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Also take us with you on the Odyssey app. You guys have a big day. Happy Father's Day. That's why I'm easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.